Hi, y'all. Good to have you drop in and join Country Cowgirl Dr. D and you, Blue Waters. Good to have you, Blue, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song. The guides of the book reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. This is our episode 6. But Blue, before we get into it, a very special, important red, white, and blue country singer left us today, Toby Keith. He died at the age of 62. In honor of you, Toby, you taught me this. I am not as good as I once was, but I'm once good as I ever was. Godspeed, Toby, and may your journey be what you need. We miss you already. All right, let's get into our last episode. We wrapped up by playing a teaser of this episode's song, In Color. As always, we gave you a quiz question about this week's song. Okay, Blue, they're dying to know the answer. What country song awards did the song In Color win?
In Color won Song of the Year at the ACMs in 2009 and at the CMAs in 2010.
Thank you, Blue. It's a popular song to this day. Each week, I share how the episode's country song chose me. In Color is about how a picture says 1,000 words, and in our memories, those snapshots can fade to black and white if you let them. However, when those memories were made and lived, they were in vibrant, real-life, high-definition color. My daddy was of those tough times, the Depression, World War II, and a dysfunctional family. However, he was just an extraordinary, normal person who taught me to figure it out, don't dwell on the down, and make yourself something in the middle of nothing. How about you, Blue? Are you a daddy's girl as well? And cherish the lessons your dad teaches you and the times that are just the two of you?
Oh, yes. My daddy has taught me so much about life and continues to do so. While I fought this very much as a teenager, I am so incredibly thankful for all that he has instilled in me now, because his voice is always there in the back of my mind, tapping on my shoulder. My two favorite things my father has given to me is a love for music and a love for traveling. Because of him, I was singing country music before I was speaking. I have been so blessed to travel to many places with my family and even got to take a trip with just the two of us. Several years back, he took me to Alaska for a month, and we got to experience many adventures there, including dog sledding, a helicopter ride over the glaciers, and I even convinced my father, who is not very fond of heights, to ride on the world's longest and highest zip line. I am looking forward to many more country music road trips, making memories with him.
You will, Blue. And your dad's a lucky man to have you. Grab that guitar, and won't you sing In Color, and I will pull out the lyrics that will guide this week's chapter read about bringing those memories forward and keeping that wisdom from living totally alive and in color. Take it away, Blit.
All right, here it is.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white. Ain't real clear, is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm in the Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, should have seen it in color. This one here year is taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943. In the wintertime, you can almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. A picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. This one here's my favorite one. This is me and Grandma in the summer sun, all dressed up the day we said our vows. You can't tell it here, but it was hot that June, and that rose was red and her eyes were blue. And just look at that smile, I was so proud. That's the story of my life, right there in black and white. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Yeah, a picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it.
In Color, singer Jamie Johnson, writers Jamie Johnson, Lee Thomas Miller, and James Otto. Lyrics: if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. A picture is worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. Growing up, I was a daddy's girl, all the way till he left me far too soon. Don't get me wrong, he did not always take my side, make it easier, or allow me to get away with much. It was clear that we had a non-spoken special connection, and he was the counterbalance to my mom preferring my older brother just a little bit more. My assumption was that all little girls like me had the exact same folks, neighbors, and relatives in their lives. Maybe we all assume the small worlds we travel in are not so different. With that in mind, the question for all of us is, do we know who our most important life teachers will be? Will it be when we are traveling with them, or after they have long left us, and we spread those black and white photos out on our kitchen tables with tears glistening in the corner of our eyes? I'm the lucky one. As I cruise back among my memories of my daddy and his many words written down in black and white in my mind, we had what I thought was a usual 1950s, 60s family ritual, where we all sat down for supper at the designated hour of 5 p.m. to hear Daddy's stories of how tough the times were during the Depression, of growing up in Butler, Pennsylvania, coal mine area, of how abusive his father was, and how he became the man of the family at the ripe old age of 12. when he kicked my grandpa out of the house for striking his sisters and his mom one too many times. There were many black and white photos of the World War II scenes my daddy would paint as he reflected on being drafted as an Army private, coming home as a sergeant, and what it was like to almost die in a French hospital when he was the lone survivor of his company during the Normandy invasion. Of course, he was scared almost to death. Can you imagine those pictures in live Technicolor? Did I let the words wash over me, or did I take in the vivid pain that etched my daddy's face and turned his heart colder? Was he telling the story so I did not have to live the inconvenient truths that lie in the faded gray of the photos? My daddy was the most extraordinarily normal Midwestern man one could know. It showed in his pictures he would take with his 1940s Argus Centaur black and silver camera, using 35mm black and white film. There were the 1950s photo he took when he and Mom hopped the bus to Kansas City to get married, of the new house he built from the ground up on the 5 acres Uncle Andy had given him next to Grandma's, and of him crouched down with arms wrapped around me at age 2 with a beaming, proud father face. More pictures followed into the next decade of the family, of our time together in the holler and the many Sunday drives, or once a summer mandatory vacations. The collar told of a basically glorious group with not much but each other. His stories and photos taught me, you will have bad days, setbacks, and your fair share of failures. You will fall face down, but get up, do the work, and defy the odds. You are what you got, so make your life something with hard work and no excuses. Those pictures and the country music my daddy would sing became the soundtrack and videos to my life. His stories became my stories that I add to, and now I tell these stories in words of black and white. I was blessed enough to know the wisdom of Roy Acuff, Johnny Cash, Little Jimmy Dickens, Marty Robbins, Ray Price, and many more, including Farron Young, one of my mom's favorites. When their photographs faded to gray, the vibrant twang and lessons have kept their color. Thank you, Daddy, for all the lessons growing up in the times spent with you, all the conversations, and most importantly, for you attending everything I or my brother was in during school, never missing a meet, a game, or a ceremony. Those memories are priceless. When I hear one of your country songs on the radio, when I pass a supper table at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, when someone mentions a Sunday drive or a summer vacation, all of our photos come alive. I still look for you, Daddy, in the audience when I'm invited to participate or at an event I'm featured. I know you're there. I hear your voice. I feel your pride. All are in vibrant, real-time color. Thanks, y'all, for listening in with Blue and me. We appreciate your being with us on I'm Just a Country Song's 6th episode, driven by Jamie Johnson's In Color, a song about embracing the memories in full color and not letting the life lived fade to black and white. Next week's episode shares how you can take devastation and wanting to die yourself to learn how to live beyond the pain. I had such a fangirl crush on country hillbilly rocker Marty Stewart. So, of course, his song Tempted taught me how to live again. Blue, will you give us a few chords of a song that speaks for the times in your life that you were tempted to refuse to release what you could never have?
Absolutely. Here it is.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted. In her eyes there's mystery. Every time she smiles at me, I know how it could be and I'm tempted.
Lou, let's give our usual weekly quiz about tempted. So our listeners will tune in to the next episode. The question is, was Tempted by Marty Stewart his biggest commercial success and his highest charting solo single? Tune in to episode 7 to hear the answer. Hey, Blue, if folks want to learn more about what you're up to, where do they go?
They will go to @IAmBlueWaters on Instagram or TikTok, and Blue is spelled B-L-U, or they can go to Blue Waters Music on Facebook and follow what I'm up to there. You can also listen to my music on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube, and stream my first single and a song that I was a feature artist on. And I have some exciting news this week. And
what is it? What is it?
Yeah, my next single will be released at the end of this month. So be looking out for Cali King by Blue Waters.
I'm eager to hear that one. See you all for next episode of the 15 Limited Series podcast with Blue and me, rolling out the chapters of my soon-to-be-published book, I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Be looking for it in the spring of 2024. Please join us for next podcast. We only wish you well. Take care.